Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, we're back with a Friday COVID update. Here's Kim.
Good afternoon, everybody. Couple items first that have come up about some questions and or observations. First off, scammers. We've gotten reports of different scams that constantly take place in order to take advantage of people to steal your money. Scammers, one of the ways is scammers will use my name in which they'll ask you that I need help. So just delete it. You can tell because it's not my email address. You can also send a message directly to me. Ask me about any requests for help. Any other emails that request money or information, don't give out any information without verifying the authenticity of the request, even if it means call the police. There's also people who will call you and claim you've bought something, or you need to renew something, or you need to update information. Don't act on anything without verification. Don't give them any personal information without verification. The IRS, Social Security, they don't call you. So disregard this stuff. We don't want you to lose some money. Streaming. Yeah, we did get a nice refreshing break from Kim's radio show. I got a break from Kim's radio show to listen to Susie. Is it Karikas?
Karikas?
Susie, forgive me if I don't do this right. On a video about streaming, and she was great. She was terrific. So maybe we get a question and answer and bring her back to answer some questions. But she answered a whole bunch of questions for me because I have not looked into it. So a big thank you to Susie and all the people that helped to put that streaming video together so we can learn how it's done. I enjoyed it. So if you all have questions after reading that, get them to me, and then we'll try to put together a frequently asked questions to post on the website, or we bring her back in and Bob can ask the questions and get some more information out to you. So one of the reasons for the board to go with the internet-only plan was because of the fast-changing world of TV. And by having internet-only plan, we just get more choices. So look into the streaming options. Might save you a lot of money and fulfill all your needs. Now, Frontier is still moving along with installations. If you have any problems after the install, give the HOA office a call, and we'll give you the contact information for the on-site supervisor. He's here 6 days a week, and I hear he's Mr. Wizard. He's pretty resourceful at resolving some questions on install. We wish installations were perfect, but it just doesn't go that way. There will be issues, so let us know, and we'll get you that guy to come over and see what he can do. Now, to answer a couple of the questions that keep popping up, the speed of the 500-500 is only guaranteed if you have a direct cable-connected computer. The speed will vary with a wireless device because of many variables, so wireless speeds are not guaranteed. Variables can include such things as the placement of the router. Is it in the wall or is it in plain view? What type of wireless computer, laptop, or phone device? How old the device? How old is the wireless card? Can the device read the newer, faster Wi-Fi signals? There's two different signals, and some older devices will not read the newer, faster signal. So some devices might have speeds of only a 100 and over 100, and that could be normal for that particular device. So don't let that throw you. 500 over 500 is only on a cable-connected computer. Now, when they go through that install, ask Frontier if the router is older than 5 years, 5 years or older, ask them to replace it. Not a good idea to have a router more than 5 years old. Now, your wireless router will have a username and password so that your device can connect and it will not let unauthorized people connect to your router. You all, when you have guests come to your house, they want to connect to your Wi-Fi. You have to give them the username and the password. This also helps to keep your information secure. When Frontier installs a new router, ask them to program the new router with your old existing username and password. If you put in a new router, You would have to go through every device and put in the router's username and password. But Frontier can reprogram the new router to match your old password and username. And that way you don't have to reprogram anything. It'll be automatic. So ask them to do that for you. Now, it doesn't mean you have to know the username and password. So when you go to set your appointment and they're coming, go find your username and password, because without that, they can't reprogram anything. It won't work. Okay, the last bit of information I thought I should talk to you all about is about COVID. Folks, this is very real. This is very dangerous at the moment, as you all know if you're watching the news. Let me give you a couple little things. As of today, Riverside County, there are no ICU beds available. It's zero. In July, I'm going to give you a little stat here. In July, back in mid-July, at the highest peak of the virus, there were 550 hospitalized patients in Riverside County. Yesterday, 1,054. It has doubled over the highest amount from July. That's what we're dealing with, and cases are going up everywhere. So, I've been informed of two more cases with residents in Sun City, Shadow Hills that have contracted the virus. This brings our total cases now to 9 and 1 death. As I stated before, the one other death was really for something else. As of yesterday, Sun City Palm Desert is now at 112 cases and 7 deaths. They've been increasing 5 to 7 a day over the last 3 or 4 days. Now, it begs the question, are we getting accurate reports of COVID from residents here at Sun City Shadow Hills? It is true. We can't report that what we don't know. I encourage anyone that has tested positive for the virus to let us know. The HOA can help with the tracing of your contacts for the past 2 weeks. We can help with sending out notices to people that might have been in contact with you in the last 2 weeks. We have heard from one resident that there are 5 more cases of COVID, but the people will not report it to the HOA. The HOA keeps all the information confidential and is only using the information to contact other residents to report of cases in the community. We don't even list if the people with the COVID are male or female if we can help it. Our goal is simply to try and help keep the community safe at this point, not to report publicly who has COVID. It also helps residents to have the truth about the number of cases, because some might be acting on false assumptions that all is perfectly safe here. It is not. Right now, these cases are climbing, and if this is true, my last 2 reports, we've increased by 7 cases in the last 2 days. 70% of these cases are all coming from the gatherings. We had a staff person up north, one of my staff people. They had a gathering before Thanksgiving. Dad died. They wouldn't even allow him in the hospital room to say goodbye. There's over 3,000 people a day dying from COVID. According to government stats, 70% of these cases are from gatherings of family and friends during the holiday season. The state has now removed any type of gatherings so that no gatherings of any size are allowed, except for people living in the same household. That's not family members. Family members who live in a different household, you're not supposed to meet with them during this period of time. The previous gathering order, which allowed for 3 households to meet outdoors, is no longer in effect. No gatherings of any kind, indoors or outdoors, are allowed, except for people in the same household. So it's clear, cases are now growing extremely fast. We hope all residents will carefully consider any type of gathering which can endanger your life. Gatherings turn out to be the super spreader of the virus at the moment. And until this vaccine is available for all of us, it's still a very most dangerous time to meet with anyone. For your own health, your safety, and the safety of the people you care about, do the right thing. Cancel any gatherings as the state has requested and mandated. The holiday season can wait for another day. We don't want this holiday season to be your last. If you attend a gathering, it's recommended you isolate for 3 to 5 days and then get a COVID test to be sure you are clear before having contact with any other people. Given that 70% of these cases, more than 70%, are being spread from the gatherings, the right thing to do is cancel all gatherings till we're done with this. It'll be over soon, but we have a few months to go. Please stay the course. It is true, we're going to have a difficult 6 to 8 weeks ahead, but there's a light at the end of this tunnel. It's getting brighter. The vaccine's on its way. We will get out of this, but in the meantime, I urge extreme, extreme caution. Board thanks every one of you for your current efforts, and we hope you all stay healthy and safe through this holiday season. We wish you well. Take care. Talk to you soon.
And in conclusion, I have heard some feedback that people wish that the podcast were shorter. It turns out you have some control over that. If you set your device on 1.5 speed or double speed, it will sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks, but the podcast will go twice as fast. So you have control over that. So stay safe. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.